And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Thousands of Canadians are gathering in Ottawa for the 29th annual National March for Life. Since abortion was legalized in Canada, an estimated 5 million lives have been lost. Campaign Life Coalition has organized the rally. Marchers are also pushing back on Canada's expanding assisted suicide regime, which Campaign for Life describes as a ticking time bomb. Meanwhile, in Poland, Prime Minister Donald Tusk apologized to homosexuals recently and promised his government will start recognizing same-sex marriages performed in other European Union countries. One small problem: Poland's own constitution defines marriage as a union of one man and one woman. Tusk says he's complying with a European court ruling that ordered Poland to register foreign same-sex marriages anyway. So a foreign court overturns the Polish constitution, and the prime minister calls that human dignity. Closer to home, the IRS just admitted it handed out $213 million in earned income tax credits to people who aren't even legally allowed to work in the United States. About 67,000 filers used what are called non-work Social Security numbers. Those are issued to foreign nationals who need them for government services but can't legally hold a job. The earned income credit is supposed to go to the working poor. The Treasury Inspector General says the IRS has no system in place to catch these claims. And the bigger picture is even worse. A third of all earned income credit payouts in 2025 were erroneous, totaling $21 billion. And the fraud doesn't stop there. Vice President J.D. Vance announced recently that the federal government is withholding $1.3 billion in Medicaid reimbursements from the state of California, citing widespread abuse in the state's hospice system. Vance is warning all 50 states they need to prove their fraud units are actually doing their jobs. And in Brussels, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, hope I said that right, posted a glossy promotional video celebrating the EU's brand new Gay Pride Week. Yes, an entire week of pride to warm up for Pride Month. The video featured the latest progress flag fluttering in front of a giant banner that read, quote, "Democracy." The reply section was, shall we say, unkind. And finally, California taxpayers spent $189 million to hand every state prisoner an iPad, including death row inmates. Governor Gavin Newsom's administration called it, quote, "digital equity for justice-impacted individuals." Well, how's that working out? Well, one inmate already convicted of sex crimes against a 12-year-old girl allegedly used his state-issued tablet to contact that same victim, made thousands of calls, and solicited explicit images. Nearly $200 million of taxpayer money handing sexual predators a direct line back to the public. Oh, I'm sorry, justice-impacted individuals. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.